has spread into almost every aspect of my person. It is ingrained in every aspect of who I am. It's not something I can get rid of because it's not something I chose for myself. And it has an impact on every part of my life, whether I want it to or not. Research participant talking about racial identity from the poetry collection Slip and Score.
Tori DiMartile is a spoken word poet and a graduate student at Indiana University. She has performed at the Bloomington Poetry Slam, runs an Instagram page where she educates others about race, identity, and adoption, and is a hoarder of poetry anthologies, old postcards, and corny jokes. Welcome to the Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Tori, what poems have you brought for us today?
Black Hole. I have an ongoing fear, a belief, that white guys just aren't attracted to black girls. Grass as sky and boyhood a whirling planet, coming for me through gravity. Sun roaring, him glinting pink, him sprawled out, toes and fingers pinpoint stars. My hands, his hands, a constellation I can't help but weave myself into. I return to sixth grade self-consciousness, red-faced. I am tilting off orbit in his Coriolis force. He asks me what I'm thinking. There are too many galaxies I hold. But his face is as clear as an Ohio field sky. He becomes a canyon around me, the pale white of his arms, my solar rings. I revolve in opposition. Skin, hair, body, this cosmic mass. Feel the weight of him, which cannot possibly know the weight of me. And I'm sick of race poem. I lumber into bed, 10 pages of analysis fattening me up, plump and gorged. I am sick of profound, weighted things. I want to write a scant poem, laughably gnawed to the bone, marrow long dried. I want to write a cheese puff poem, neon residue, a taffy poem that snaps back sweet, unassuming, and fake. I want to write an instant mashed potato poem, 2/3 water, 1 cup dehydrated industrial processed starch flakes. Milk and honey and bottomless, smooth to the tongue and leaving you hungry. I want to write a guilt-free poem, skim milk, dressing on the side poem. No more heavy poems, long bechamel sauce poems, twice baked, 3-course French delicacy poems, leaving me burdened with the breadth of the world, full of unanswered questions and reflections that lodge in my throat, shoot down the wrong pipe. No Apologies, inspired by Sonia Renee Taylor's poem, The Body Is Not an Apology. Her name is Sonia, mahogany poet woman, gold feathers hanging from ears, dress clinging to form, words tattooed to esophagus, tongue and throat, rise, each syllable a drum, tiny fists beating air. How lovely in that skin, that dress, that body she calls deity. Poet woman sings these words. The body is not an apology. Let it not be common as oil, dust, or toilet. Let it not be small as gravel, stain, or teeth. How does she love her body not repenting? When the world wants white and not brown, does she love her body? The body is not an apology. Apologies are in my pores. Sorry for not living on the black side of town, going to the white school. Mama tried to find the color in the cracks, the books with African words, the jungle cat, turtle bird, and snake, traveling to Tondo. All the hazelnut children on bookshelves, the Ruby Bridges movie, framed brown angels, black Santa figurine. The can we move to another neighborhood, please? I want her to grow up knowing kids who look like her, kids who look like her. I didn't have a friend who looked like me until I was 15. I can't stop saying sorry, racking brain for elementary school dust bunnies, can't remember the date Martin Luther King was shot. Who was the first black woman pilot? Betty? Was her name Betty? Mama tried to find the color in the cracks, but I still had cracks. She couldn't give me a life in color. Sorry, 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 no more apologies. My skin is neither hate, nor emptiness, nor waste. It is neither forgotten nor definitive. Let it not be bottle caps or plastic bags or hangnails. Let it not be soot or rocks or ash. My skin is neither a betrayal nor an alliance. Let it not be knife to divide. Let it not be membrane to peel. Let it not be target nor vice. My skin is not an apology.
You've been listening to poems by Tori DiMartile on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.